Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on this last weekend of the month. Can you believe that? And on our show this week will be comedian Jeff Allen, who's back out on tour. Lou Ferrigno Jr. will be joining us. Lifestyle expert Kelly Edwards will be here. Karen Knotts is joining us. She is the daughter of Don Knotts. She's not only a comedian, she's an author, and she's penned a book about her dad called Tied in Knots. Then Olympic star Mark Spitz will be making an appearance on the show. Jocko Sims and Tyler Labine will be here for the new season of New Amsterdam. It continues. And Enrico Ortegon will join us talking about Small Business Week. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. We're going to pause momentarily when we come back. My first guest this first hour, comedian Jeff Allen.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. That's 800-882-2093.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. I was very happy to hear that our guest was going to be making yet another appearance on our show. I shouldn't say discovered him because he's been working a long, long time, but I first was made aware of him a few years ago when I saw him on television, and then I went to his sites on YouTube, and then I went to his concerts. I got to tell you something. He's one of the funniest guys that I've ever seen, and I've seen a ton of them. Joining us right now is Jeff Allen. Hey, Jeff. How are you, my friend?
Ronald, I hope you guys are well.
I hope that you are, too. I know that you are embarking on one tremendous schedule. I mean, you got tons of things here that we're going to be talking about. I'm glad that you're back, and I'm glad you're going to be down here in the Florida area, but you're all over the place. You're in Cleveland. I mean, gosh, you have 100 dates, but 35 just before Christmas.
Yeah, with an act like mine, you got to keep it moving, Ron. You know, you don't want people catching up with you. You know?
All I can say, when I saw all these dates, I thought, boy, I tell you, Jeff's making a ton of money. Why don't he just buy the kid the truck?
Kid moved out. He did a grandectomy on us. He removed two of our grandkids.
That's the greatest story in the world. The kid wants to buy a truck. He's got like a few cents, and you say, go to the dealer and let them break the news to him.
Exactly. Let them break his heart. No need to do that.
You know, it's amazing how much your humor is so receptive to all ages. I mean, you talk about it being from diapers to diapers because the age span is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned in the introduction, Jeff, you have done a lot of things in your career, but this 2019 Dry Bar Comedy, to date, these videos have attracted over 200 million views on Facebook and YouTube, And, of course, the America I Grew Up In has 49 million viewers on Facebook alone. I mean, you have gone gangbusters, my friend.
Yeah, that Drive-By changed my life. I likened it to if a comic did the Tonight Show in the 70s. Johnny Carson tapped him on the shoulder and brought him over to the couch. I remember when I booked the show, I had not heard of Drybar, and my wife, who is not really, she doesn't get all that excited about comedy after being married to a comedian for 35 years. So she got excited. She says, "Oh, Jeff, it's in my feed every day." I go, "Really?" So anyway, we taped it in January, and they were going to wait 6 months to release it, and they called us probably 2 weeks later and said, "We really like this. We're going to release it in a few weeks." So to put it in perspective, that was probably February, and I remember calling my financial guy up and going, "I may need to pull some money out this summer." The summer calendar was really light, and I normally slow down in the summer anyway, but and by the end of March, early April, I was actually turning work down because of the Drybar. I mean, it just went viral. And again, Dan, we're kind of old school guys. I just never looked at the internet as powerful as it really is. It's an amazing tool for someone in my position where the networks have passed and they certainly don't want to, you know, bring a guy on that is in his late 50s, early 60s, you know. So it gives us an opportunity to get what we've been working on for the last, you know, for me, I've been at it since 1978. So, I have content, and I have a lot of, you know, material that I've put together for 40 years. So we've been really blessed with the response. It's been amazing. And I'm an old man, Ron. I'm 65. I got Medicare now. I always tell audiences I finally got health insurance. The Affordable Care Act was so affordable. Feel free, punch me in the face. It's a good thing.
I can't wait to get sick. You know, you talk about with your wife. Now, I've never asked this to anyone, not only someone in the comedic field or any music, whatever the case may be. I don't know if I told you this when we met the first time, that I'm a singer and I work with a 15-piece orchestra doing a tribute
Holy
to
cow.
Dick Clark's American Bandstand. And, in fact, I've played that room in the Villages that you're going to be going to on the 5th several times. And in the beginning, and I've been married about 122 years, and
all told.
I haven't missed a day.
Add them all up, you know.
It goes fast. But anyway, I would sometimes say to my wife, "Do you like this song?" And she'd say, "No, I don't like that song." And then I do a little shtick in between songs, and I say, "What do you think of this bit?" And she says, "I don't like it." And then I go do it, and it has a resounding acceptance. And I've come to the conclusion that I don't want to say anything to my wife about anything that I do in this show, because if I listen to it, I'm going to get depressed and do something physically harmful to myself. Now,
right. In
your particular case, I need to know this from advice here for Jeff. Do you present any comedy to your wife in lieu of the fact that you just said what you said and I just said what I said about them being jaded?
No, it's funny you say that. I have a routine that I do, and it's a long story. I won't bore you with the whole thing, but the gist of it is that there's a family of five burning their family couch on the front lawn of a house. Anyway, they were so fascinated by the flames coming off the couch, and he goes, "What's that?" I go, "It's a wheel. You got the fire, we got the wheel." Anyway, Tammy hates that. She just abhors it. She'll even ask, "Did you do the stupid fire wheel thing tonight?" And it gets a mixed response from the audience. So one night I was in New York, and there was probably 500 people in the audience, and it got nothing. They just stared at me. And I called Tammy that night, and I said, "Hey, babe, all your fans were out tonight. All your people came out tonight." And there's stuff that I do that she hates, and I don't care. I like it. I do it. And but I trust her judgment when it comes to posting things personal on Facebook. There's things that I haven't posted because she goes, "That could be mistaken for the point you're trying to make," or whatever, you know. And I trust her judgment on that. But when it comes to what I do on stage, you know, and it doesn't stop her from chiming in, you know. You know, I mean, you know, if I make her laugh, you know that, Ron. You're married. You make your wife laugh. That's one of the coolest things on the planet, you know.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, when you talk about the fact that, you know, you trust her, I trust my wife the fact that if she doesn't laugh, that's the stuff to use because she just doesn't understand. You know, I use a bit online, which is an old vaudeville routine. You know, I said, you know, I have something in common with your wife to have a long marriage, and in my case, we both love me. And boy, I tell you, that goes right down the tubes. You go right to the marriage counselor on that one. You know, I look down, Jeff, some of the things that you have done in a remarkable career. And there's no secret that, you know, in your early career, you had some tough times with drugs and alcohol until you found God and found the humor in all of it. But you've played the Grand Ole Opry, the Bill Gaither's Homecoming, presidential inaugurations, performed for the troops around the world, Bahrain, the Persian Gulf, the Indian Ocean. You really had a sensational career and continue to do it. And I got to tell you, I mean this. Now, I'm going to be at the Improv on the 3rd. You're really good. I'm not saying that because you're on the show, we're friends, but you are. I mean, you bring a universal appeal to everybody in the audience. You know, sometimes you watch somebody and they say, I can't relate to it. Couldn't relate to Dallas, the TV show, because they had too much money. But I listen to you, and I relate to all of those stories.
Well, thanks, Ron. Yeah, that's one of the things that we it's interesting. We talk about how can we get the word out and get people out. And one of the things that I've been noticing more and more, and certainly in the clubs, in the theaters, I just finished two theaters last week, one in North Carolina and one in Ohio, and families were coming out. It was one of the coolest things, because I don't know about you growing up, but all we ever did as a family for entertainment was watch the Ice Capades. The entire family hated it equally, except my mom. You know, we'd go, Dad, why do we got to go see these stupid ice skaters? And he'd go, shut up, your mom wants to see America's Sweetheart, don't be Hamill. The car, we're going. So we'd go down to the Chicago Stadium. We had to pay people to sit on our car so the tires didn't get splashed. And we'd watch ice skaters. I thought, how cool would it be for a family to come out and laugh, you know, if there's something in there that they can all relate to. You know, Bill Gaither told me something years ago when I was touring with him. A third of his audience will get everything I do, and they'll be right with me. Another third may not understand everything I'm doing, but they're there to have a good time, so they're going to laugh right along. And then there's a third that have never been given permission to laugh entire life. For whatever reason, they've been told that this life on earth is something you endure until you die and get to heaven, and then the joy begins. So anyway, he said, if you can make that third laugh, we'll have a long relationship. And I remember after doing my first show with him, it was at some huge convention, like 15,000 people. We were on stage, and he had his arm around me, and he leaned over and whispered in my ear. He goes, you got him all the way to the back wall. I kind of think that's, you know, my audience is coming out with the kids when you're talking teenagers. Teenagers are a lot more comedy savvy than we ever were because of Comedy Central. And I mean, I've had 15-year-olds come over and go, your timing's impeccable, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. He goes, no, I watch a lot of comedy, and your timing is just wonderful. It's amazing. You know,
that's amazing just to have that term.
Yeah.
Our guest is comedian Jeff Allen. Jeff and I are going to be right back with more when we return with Ron Sedgy Today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back. My guest has been nice enough to stay another segment, comedian Jeff Allen. And Jeff, we were talking during that break about what you would like to see done in some comedy clubs because of the style of your act, and that is bringing down the age of those that can attend.
We're trying to get the clubs to kind of come along with the theaters on this. We're trying to get the age to lower to 15 or 14 so they can come to the improv. And as a family, I really think that there's something there. I hope, you know, I work it clean, so it's appropriate. And there's some stuff I do that I know would go over the head, certainly on marriage and stuff. If you're not married, you're not going to get that. For the most part, a lot of millennials are coming out now and telling me. I got 35-year-olds coming to me going, you were the only comic our parents would let us listen to when we were children. To be in this position at my age, you know, guys are winding down and I'm just ramping up.
Well, you know, one of the things that I admire about it, and when you first started, you admit the fact that you did some blue stuff, but the fact that you can go through an entire set and not have blue humor. And I think you and I chatted about this once before. A lot of the comedians today, and of course in the 70s and the 80s, the shock value of some of the things that they said was, wow, like, holy man, I can't believe this, you know, like Andrew Dice Clay, I can't believe he's saying that.
Oh, wow.
But after you get into that, after a while, it kind of just tired of it. You do the whole gamut from the standpoint of doing an entire set, never any blue humor. The only guy that I could ever think of that did that effectively was, he had other issues, Bill Cosby. He could do a whole set
right
without it. But that's what you do, and that's what's amazing to me. I mean, you really are good at that.
Yeah, thank you. It's a shame that you can't mention Cosby's name without making the qualifier. You know, he was obviously an influence. I mean, I grew up, and in hindsight, I'm putting a book together right now. We're trying to put together a theatrical one-man show. And one of the things I was talking to with the director about was listening to Cosby with my father. My father suffered from depression. And those times that we would remember the hi-fi, we used to sit around the hi-fi.
Oh, yeah.
To hear my mother and father laugh. And it's probably one of the reasons why, if you're looking for a reason, someone would get into this business. But it was those are the times I choose to remember as a kid growing up, was sitting around laughing to Cosby made my father just gag. And I got to see him live once in Atlantic City. I was working a club there years ago, just watching the master work. It was just a joy. It's funny, my wife and I go round and round about me doing old stuff that's been around for 20 years, and it's still relevant to me. I mean, the audience hasn't heard it, you know, but she gets bothered by it. She goes, you're just not creating enough new stuff. And I go, when I went to see Cosby, if he had done Noah, which he wrote in the 60s, I would have stood up and cheered, man. You know? If he would have did the whole rally race thing that they did, the stuff I grew up listening to, if he had done it, I would have just went nuts.
What about the dentist routine? The dentist routine.
See that live, you know.
You see, I have a great admiration for comedians. And let me tell you the reason why, Jeff. Okay? When you interview, as I've done over 30,000 times, actors or actresses, they're good, but if it's not on the page, you know, you're struggling. Singers, I like to do. Musicians, because I have an empathy with them. But comedians are always on. They're always on. And the one thing I admire about comedians is that if I fail on stage as a singer, I got a bunch of people in the back that they'll just butt all the songs together and you won't hear the deafening silence that's out there. But in your industry, you could die every 5-6 seconds.
Yeah, I've always said, and my wife disagrees with me, but I said I'm only as good as my last set.
Oh, sure. You know? No, that's right.
Fortunately, there's longer periods between, you know, dying on stage, but I just over the COVID, I was home for 5 months, and when they started getting back to work, a local comedy club was doing what they call New Material Mondays. They would just bring in there's a number of people here in Nashville that tour comedians, some really well known people. Well, we would come up on Monday nights and we would work stuff to get our chops back before we hit the road, you know, and I hit the stage one night and I just bombed horrifically. I mean, I'm sure you've had flop sweat, you know, that little bead that goes down the side of your body.
Yep.
It's about 15 degrees cooler than your body temperature. But I had all of that, the mouth dry, all of that stuff that I remember from years ago. And I remember driving home and calling my manager. He goes, how'd it go? I go, I just bombed. I mean, horrifically. He goes, you're not going to quit, are you? I go, oh, God, no. I go, you know, I've always said this, man. You can call yourself a boxer, but you're not a boxer till you get punched in the face.
That's right.
Then you'll determine whether or not you want to continue in this career, you know. And you're not a comic till you bomb horrifically, you know. And I've had, you know, I think I've gotten hit in the chest with beer bottles over the, you know, years ago. And it actually worked out to my favor because I was able to quit. When it gets to the point where you're going to get harmed bodily, at least you can violate the contract and walk off early.
Or change your material, something. Yeah. Do something.
Yeah,
I could talk to you for hours. I really could. I know you're on a busy schedule promoting this tour. We need to one day, maybe when you're down here in Orlando, break bread together. Now, I'd like...
Oh, that would be nice.
I would like to run down all of these dates, but you would probably miss your next three gigs. So we go to jeffallen.com to know where you're going to be, Jeff?
JeffAllenComedy.com. Jeff Allen Comedy. I think JeffAllen.com is a porn portal. I'm not sure. It was years ago.
Well, let me ask you, is that kind of your alter ego? Yeah. Did you really have that? Did you get that site?
No, that's so funny. You know, a quick story. A radio host, conservative radio host, told me that somebody stole, they copped his name on the .com, and he offered him $50,000 to get his name back, and the guy said no. And he turned it into a porn portal because he didn't like him. So everybody that went looking for this guy would wind up on this porn portal. So what the guy did was he went to some porn guy in Thailand and said, I got $50,000. Whatever you can get my domain name for, you can keep the balance. And the guy in the States sold it to the Thailand porn guy for $5,000. And he got his name back for $5,000.
Wow.
I didn't have the money. I don't know if the guy was like that or not. I know that when I was touring with Gaither, I went to JeffAllen.com, and it was a portal for a bunch of different porn things. And I had my web guy reach out, and the guy wanted too much money. I said, I can't afford it to buy it. But we're at JeffAllenComedy.com, and then that'll get you onto the Facebook and Instagram and all that other stuff. And it has the calendar. And we update the calendar as dates come in. So.
Okay, now, I just want to get that right. JeffAllen.com. I just want to make sure. Is that one L or two?
You've been warned, man, so don't let your wife watch you and go, oh, no, I was looking for the comedian.
I got to tell you of a building in Washington that also has that problem, but we'll do it off the air. Hey, Jeff, I will see you in a week. Good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you, Ronnie. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. One talented man, our friend Jeff Allen. If you get a chance to see him in concert, do it. He's terrific. And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggie today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is slated to vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill on Monday. Meanwhile, some progressives are vowing to block the bill unless it comes in tandem with a larger $3.5 trillion social spending package. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez explains on Fox News his concerns regarding the potential increased spending.
You know, the price of gas is going up, the price of eggs, the price of basic necessities is through the roof. At the end of the day, the spending is completely out of control, and we have to stop somewhere, because eventually the bill becomes due, and it's going to come due in the form of higher taxes for everyone.
The Del Rio, Texas border crossing set to reopen soon after the feds shut it down due to a massive Haitian migrant camp under the International Bridge. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Sedgie today. I'm very anxious to talk to our next guest because I'm a fan of what he does. He's really a very talented young man. And I will tell you one thing right now. You know you've been doing this too long when you're now talking to the second generation of the family, because I had his dad on several times on the show for various reasons. He's part of a new movie that's going to be premiering. And boy, I tell you something, I am very anxious for this. It's going to be premiering actually tomorrow in theaters and on digital demand. Joining us right now is Lou Ferrigno Jr. Hi, Lou. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Well, I mentioned in the introduction that I like your work. I have SWAT, 911, How I Met Your Mother, and I didn't realize that you had your first actually dramatic job, if you will, on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, I was cast as drunk guy, and you know, I may have played it a little too drunk, but it was a wonderful experience. I started in the soap genre. And it's funny because I work and I do all these jobs, and after a certain time, it's a very humbling experience, these auditions. So after all this time, I'm like, wow, there's shows that you may have actually seen, and I appreciate it. So that really means a lot. Thank you.
Well, you know, the thing about being the drunk, like, you know, they used to have, you might be too young to remember this on the Andy Griffith Show, is that if you really get a little overloaded the night before, you do even a greater performance the day of the shoot. So
very incentivizing, yes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This movie, this thriller, Dreamcatcher, I saw the trailer to it. Man, I tell you, this is really something. Tell us about it, because, you know, I love the genre. And what happened, I think, for a while is that people got a hold of it and kind of made fun of it. But, boy, I tell you, this thing is scary. And it's scary, but it also has a lot of other things to it. I mean, it has a touch of social commentary. It has a little bit of a love story. So it's a lot of things in one package, Lou.
Yeah, it's a thriller. It's a classic thriller. In the 90s, they started pumping out these really cool, really scary, eerie thrillers, such as Scream, I know you did last summer, and it kind of went into the realm of supernatural, super ridiculous, but this brings it back to a time where these films kind of were very relatable in the sense where it could actually happen. There's going to be somebody picking off friends one by one, but either way, it's based in a world of EDM, a world of electronic dance music, where if you've ever been to one of these events, it's loud. I mean, I don't know how many EDM events you're going to these days, Ron, but and I stay away from them as well, but they're chaotic. So having this fun, crazy, wild experience happening, you don't even know if someone trips and falls and breaks a leg, you wouldn't even know, because it's a fist-pumping, loud, sensory overload of an experience. So why not have a killer running amok and again trying to figure out who's killing everybody? So it's fun. It's cool. It's an art piece that Jacob Johnson wrote and directed himself, and I think it's going to really turn out to be one of the classics. We'll see.
Well, I'm hopeful, too, Lou. You deserve it. But, you know, you're funny you mentioned it, because you talk about those kind of EDM dances. When I was younger and doing record hops as a disc jockey, it was kind of a homogenized version of that, where, you know, you had people on stage and I was the disc jockey and everything else. I never thought of the danger that I could prevail if somebody wanted to do that, because it's loud, like you say, everybody's preoccupied, it's relatively dark. Perfect setting for a thriller.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays, the DJ is the rock star. You know, the DJ's on stage turning the music up of far too many decibels. But back in the day, I mean, when there was live bands and stuff, when it was too loud, you can't, and those live events, you can't hear what's going on. And I hope a lot of people lose their hearing over time, because they just get their eardrums blown out. So in the mix of one of these events, anything could really happen. And I don't think we've really seen a film where one of these are happening in an EDM event. So we'll see.
Lou, when you started off in this, obviously a very well-known name, and I'm going to pose the question to you that I'm sure a lot of people have. It's the same situation that you pose to people like Frank Sinatra Jr. and Lisa Marie Presley. Is it an asset or a liability to have that name? Because there's a lot that's expected, because your dad was such an enormous personality and still is to this very day.
Ron, that question has been asked me many times, and I think you have put it the most articulately I've heard. So I appreciate that. There came a time when I realized I was resistant to this profession because, you know, every boy grows up and has certain level of animosity towards his father, especially when your father's a worldwide respected celebrity, giant of a man.
Right.
It's hard to, who casts an enormous shadow. So I needed to find a way to kind of do my own thing. And then I realized, you know what, in this profession, I don't necessarily look like him. I don't have the physical assets that he possesses, but I can go a different way. I can do my own thing. With Frank Sinatra Jr., he's essentially singing his father's songs. So if I'm going to get on stage and be a bodybuilder, I'm going to put on green paint over my body. It's not going to be as good as my father because he's just such a hulking person. So I had to really strive to be a different product. I had to round off the edges of my expertise in comedy, drama, and I had to have, like, the real temerity to go out there and withstand audition and audition and audition, which for the most part ends up in not much success. So after about 12 years of doing this, I finally got to a point now where, I mean, a few years ago I did, but now it's to the point where I'm offering something very different, and I fully believe what I do, and I love what I do, and I'm hoping that people ride along with me, and to this point, it's become pretty damn good, so.
Well, I got to tell you, that's the best elegant answer I've heard to that question, because so many times people don't know what to do. They're like Sinatra, he thinks I'll just start singing. It's funny, my family was in the storm window business, and I never wanted to do that. Yet the kid down the street said, are you kidding me? You don't want to be in the storm window business? No, I want to be in radio and in television. So I think, though, parents, and I'm sure your dad feels the same way, they want to see their children sometimes go into what they do, but not be them, and that's what you've done, Lou.
Yeah, my father, you know, he was a world champion bodybuilder, so first and foremost, he was a gift of a body. He had an NFL type of size, and he was just had this monstrous body, and it came along at the right time.
Yeah.
The Hulk
yeah.
was casting, and they cast Richard Kiel, who didn't have any muscles, but was 7 foot tall, and, you know, my dad was pursuing a career in entertainment, and it kind of fell into his lap. He then was launched into stardom, where, you know, after I started this, I realized I'm not doing it that way. I'm not lucky in that sense. I'm lucky in, yes, I do have my hearing, where my father had a 85% hearing loss, so that was an adversity to overcome in and of itself. And it's funny when people ask me about my name, because when you see someone's work, the name doesn't have anything to do with it.
Right.
First and foremost, my name as a character is different, but as an actor, I'm a completely different human being, but I do appreciate the acknowledgement. I do appreciate the respect and adulation that my father has garnered over this 40-year career, and he's still beloved worldwide. So in terms of the name, I've gone from, like, a very minor resentment to a great appreciation, because I'm very lucky for everything. They say that if you're going to blame your parents for what they did wrong, you got to blame them for what they did right.
I got to tell you, that's a great philosophy, Lou. It really is. Well, I got to be very honest with you. I think that you're a terrific actor, and I don't think you need any road cleared in front of you to do what you do now, both in the dramatic sense and the comedic sense. And this movie, The Dream Catcher, now it's in theaters, but it's on digital and on demand as of tomorrow, right, Lou?
Yep, you got it, Ron. Thank you for those kind words.
I invite you to come back at any time. You're a great guest, and as I mentioned before, an extremely talented young man. And please join us again, and I want to catch this because I love the genre. I really do, and I missed it because some of it is done so hokey, and this, after watching the trailer, is done so professional, and it scares the hell out of you, and I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I've seen parts of it. I've seen some of the rushes. It's going to be great. So I hope everyone enjoys it.
Thanks, Lou, for joining us. Look forward to having you back, my friend.
Thank you so much, Ron. Take care.
You too. I tell you, what a nice guy. And he's part of a great movie right now that's out. And it'll be on demand digitally tomorrow, called Dreamcatcher, Lou Ferrigno Jr. You're going to hear a lot more from him. He's a talented young man. And I'd like to remind everybody that our website is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. And when you go there, we've updated the homepage. It's a lot easier to find the latest show on demand 24/7. Or check out any shows that we've done in the past in our archive section. Visit it, because you'll find it to be a lot easier and a lot more computer-friendly to use. That's ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tuned in, you're listening to Ron Segi today, all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest is certainly no stranger to our show. It's always nice when she is here. She knows her stuff when it comes to lifestyles and design. She, of course, is part of HGTV series Design on a Dime, HWE's Luxury Property Wars, Find Me a Luxury Home on OWNS, Home Made Simple, and, of course, she is known as the MacGyver of Design. I love that title. Kelly Edwards is here. Hi, Kelly. How are you, dear?
I love every time I talk to you. You remind me I'm the MacGyver of design. I think sometimes I forget, but I like talking to you.
Oh, really? Oh, that's nice. I'm glad to hear that. I remind people of a lot of things, and none of them are as good as you just said, I want you to know.
All right.
Okay, let's talk about getting the house ready for the fall season and the winter season. It seems like just yesterday we were talking about spring and summer. So what do we do? I mean, let's go to the outside, first of all, because everybody, you know, this time of the year, if they live up north, the outside is a rather desperate place to be at because there's not too much going on in 40 feet of snow. But for us down in the sunny south, what do we do?
Obviously, in whatever state you're actually in, fall, and it can transition. Sometimes it gets a lot colder in other places, and other places not as cold. I'm in Southern California, so it doesn't really get that cold here, but it definitely right. does change. But if you're like me and you like to spend more time outside in the fall because it's not as hot, gardening, getting your garden ready for the winter, sometimes there's particles that are outdoors that can get in the way. And I'm talking about dust and pollen and dirt and all that stuff. Well, Zyrtec actually just launched an all-new non-medicated soothing face wipe. Now, this is awesome for anybody who spends time outdoors because they're ultra-soft cloth that can instantly remove those particles. So I'm talking about they get rid of all those impurities, the pollen, the dust, the dirt that I just mentioned. I particularly am an avid hiker, so I like to take these with me on a hike simply because they have a refillable packaging, which is super fantastic. They're really inexpensive. It's about $5.99.
That sounds great. You know, with a lot of things you mentioned, Southern California, you have a lot of problems out there with fires and everything else. With everything going on and this Hurricane Ida that hit the shores of the United States, backup batteries are very important, are they not?
I think they're a staple that you need to have on hand. Honestly, I tell everybody to invest in a really great generator. I know my parents, they live in Chicago. We get a lot of tornadoes in Chicago. We have a lot of fires here. Anything that you can get to set yourself up for the winter months is obviously super smart, and that includes like really researching a really great generator. That's what my parents did, and they completely saved them. So I like to tell everybody, if you're thinking about the winter months, you also need to think about safety. So that's one of the things that you should look into.
A lot of people think that when summertime comes, that's when the allergies come out. There are allergies in the winter, are there not?
Oh, all year round. Oh, my gosh. Everybody gets them all year round.
So what do you do about that? I mean, do you have bugs like you do in the summertime and allergies now apparently like you have in the summertime, you have in the winter?
Well, you know, actually, it's funny you mentioned the bug thing because the bugs, what I realized is recently I noticed that a lot more bugs in the cooler months start transitioning to the inside of the house. And I'm a big proponent on trying to use all natural ingredients. So I actually do have a product that I want to talk to you about that actually only has natural ingredients for the bugs. It's actually Vevo. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's V-E-V-O. They eliminate bugs, but they're super safe for people with pets when it's used as directed, safe for people as well. They use things like lemongrass oil, cinnamon oil. They also use something called a bioselective technology, and what that does is it shuts down all the biological pathways in the bugs, not people, not pets. It's a great product to have on hand if you still want to have a clean, beautiful space, but you need that simple but safe solution because some people don't want all the chemicals with their pets. They also have something called a Vevo trap. Now, it's super sleek. You plug it into a wall outlet. I use mine in my kitchen because I get a lot of gnats in my kitchen I go to the farmer's market, get the vegetables and the fruits and have them out on the counter, and it ends up trapping them in like almost like a sticky paper that's on the back. So it's quite fantastic. So if you do get those bugs in the winter months that kind of find their way inside, VevoInsect.com, you can go there. You can purchase all the sprays as well as the trap. Or you can actually find the sprays at like Walmart, Target, things like that.
I think it's important to note, as you brought up, that these bugs do want to come in out of the cold when the weather gets rather abusive, especially in the cold areas of the country. So that makes all the sense in the world. And, of course, I know people are very sensitive, as I am, to having any kind of a spray in the house that might affect a pet. So I understand that that is a great feature, too. Now, you know, you talk about these things, and, of course, the first thing comes to mind with people is this expensive? I mean, you know, is it difficult today to keep your home up and not break the bank because things are kind of tight in America today?
You know, they are. And right now, everyone's transitioning to doing a lot of home renovations. I actually just got my real estate license, and I've been selling real estate here in Southern California. You'd be surprised how many people are looking for homes and honestly renovating their current homes. But people want to save money. So I come from a background of budget design, of course, with Design on a Dime. So I'm always trying to find these ways that people can save money. If any of your listeners are going to buy something, I always suggest going to Slick Deals first. Now, what Slick Deals is a leading social shopping platform. It's a site, an app, and a browser extension. They have 12 million unique users. Everyone on there connects. They discover the best deals from the top retailers, so you actually know you're getting a good price. So if you go to the site, search for the deals, find the products, and you want to read the reviews, because they have a community of savvy shoppers. So it's basically like 12 million friends, and all of you guys are sharing. I love it. Another thing I love, too, is if there's something very specific that you're looking for, you set a deal alert, and you'll actually get notified when a deal that matches your criteria actually gets posted to the site. So it's super great. It's called slickdeals.net.
You know, I got to tell you something. That is really the way to do these things. People sometimes want to do it yourself stuff, and they can do it only if they have the resources to do it, and you make those resources available. I failed to mention your design book, the Design Cookbook, Recipes for a Stylish Home. You know, a quick question about styles. Do you always have to fit into the latest style in your home to be in? Or, you know, if you put something that is your taste, but not necessarily the taste of others or what's in, are you an outcast?
All right, well, two things. I always say, as a designer, you always should be comfortable in your own space. So if a red wall, even though I don't see a lot of red walls anymore, if a red wall makes you happy, you should have a red wall. I always say, you do you, right, and make it comfortable for you. So that's number one. Number two, my personal design philosophy is very classic. So I'm a very classic designer. I like things that I know will look good in 10 years. I always say I don't like tchotchkes, all the little kind of things that sit around. I am a very minimalist. But, you know, it's all about making you comfortable in your own space. But for me, designing very classically with really calming colors is really the way to go. So I say if you're into it, do it.
I love that attitude. Where can we go, Kelly, for more information on a lot of the things we talked about today?
Well, you can obviously go to any of the brand's websites, or you can go to Kelly Edwards, Inc. on Instagram. You can find me there, and I will be sharing information about all these products there.
Sounds good. Kelly, we look forward to having you back soon. Have a great fall. Thanks for all the information, and stay safe, okay?
You too. Thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Kelly Edwards has been our guest, lifestyle and design expert. And, of course, her moniker is the MacGyver of Design. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guests for joining me this first hour, and they include comedian Jeff Allen, one funny guy, Lou Ferrigno Jr., who is a terrific actor in his own right, and Kelly Edwards. Next hour, it's the daughter of Don Knotts, Karen Knotts, who is not only a comedian, an author too. She has penned a book about her dad called Tyden Knotts, clever name. Olympic champion Mark Spitz will be here. From the new season of New Amsterdam, Jocko Sims and Tyler Levine and Enrico Ortegon will be talking about Small Business Week. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today.